God has kept us from standing. And that last is good. But we stand anyway. Because the power of God is able to hold us up. When we're weak, yeah, somebody know what I'm talking about. When you're weak, you're strong. I've been young, but now I'm old. Yet have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and leading, and his seed is blessed. Let's talk about a little bit here this morning. I've been trying to tinker with this. I don't know. Let's talk about, I have a flashback. I had a flashback. My brothers to the right says all the time. Flashbacks are derived from an occurrence that has taken place in our lives. And sometimes they are fruitful, but then sometimes they are very traumatic. Flashbacks, they, especially when we have what we call a construction, a near miss.
Yeah, man.
A close call. An encounter with death.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Close.
And folk who really don't understand, the first thing they say is that you are lucky. But in all actuality, you are blessed. Do I have some believers in
that?
Flashbacks happen when sometime when we're sitting in our living room. And we think about what could have happened in 1975. And your mind takes you back down memory lane. And you know that you shouldn't be here. But by the grace of God, but by the grace of God, you are still here when you should have been gone 30 years ago. Oh, come go with me. Anybody in the house had a flashback lately? Just sit back and look back over the landscape of your life. Now, when I use the word landscape of your life, that means that some of us have had some hills and some valleys. We have gotten to some rivers that seem to be that we could not cross. I wish I had some help in the house. Look over the landscape of your life and see where God has brought you from. And then you can say, thank you, sir. Yes, yes. When you look back over the landscape of your life. And all of us in here have different landscapes. Some can be similar, but they are mostly different. So when you look back over 1975, 1967, 1980, 1989, and think about when you almost committed suicide. I had a flashback. And the reason I'm here this morning is because I'm thankful to God for not allowing something terrible to happen to me. And since he has spared my life, I can come and say, anybody on my left had a flashback? Anybody on my right had a flashback? Anybody in the rear have encountered some things where you can get because really I'm not supposed to be in the house of God. I'm not supposed to be in the tomb in a cat. Or in a crematory. But God blocked it. Watch this. What brings about flashbacks? What brings about flashbacks? God has given us something that is called a computer. And which is called our brain. From the frontal lobe. Where we look and we have feelings, and it causes us to be able to function. But the frontal lobe can't function just by itself. Because there's a temporal lobe where our hearing and sometimes our memory. And God has set our brain up in such a way we can go back years and pull out your file cabinet. Open it up. And allow you to see when your refrigerator was in. Allow you to witness when you were in the hospital. Allow you to witness when you were praying for your children. So he uses this computer that he has given us, our brain, in order for us to pull up strange things that have happened to us in days past and gone. So when I have a flashback and pull up one of these occurrences, I just get happy in the house of God because I know I'm not supposed to be here. Look at me strange when I get to praise God for myself because I have a whole lot to praise Him for. And I don't believe I'm the only one in here. I believe I got quite a few more in here. There's a whole lot to be faithful for. When you pull up the fire, can you look back over the landscape of your life? Watch closely. We haven't done everything in perfect form or shape. But even in the midst of our wrong, God was still watching over us. In the midst of your most terrible hour, God was still right there. Watch closely. When you could have easily taken an overdose, times you're gone. But God gets in the plan and stops those 2 more milligrams to stop you from having an overdose. You might as well come go with me here. Don't tell me that God ain't real. I know he's real. I know he's real. Why? How do I know he's real? Well, I haven't seen a mouth he's not able to feed. I haven't seen a disease he's not able to cure. I know he's real. Well, who woke us up this morning? I didn't wake myself up. It was nobody but the Lord. So now, when we look back over our lives and we ponder, as we go through the landscapes of the hills and the valleys, and some of us has been stuck in the ditch. And God had to pull us out. I'm one of them. Anybody else here? I got three. Oh, look like I see 4 or 5. And they ain't been so holy. You can say, well, I've been in the ditch. The ditch trap. All you sophisticated folks, just stay where you are. Give me some ditch trap. We ain't been holy all their life. Who can tell you about going in and back? And when I look back over my life, watch this. Let me see if I can get to you. Driving drunk. Get to the house, can't get out the car. They got the knock on your window in the morning.
Thank you for listening to the radio broadcast of Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with Pastor Michael H. Grimes. We pray his words of hope bless you and lifted you up. Come and visit with us. We're located on Willow Glen River Road across from Frank O'Hanna Park in Alexandria, Louisiana. Join us on Sundays for Sunday school at 8 a.m., morning worship at 9 a.m., and on Tuesday nights for Bible study at 6 p.m. Our heart's desire and prayer is that the world might be saved and disciples are made. Grace, peace, and mercy until our next broadcast. We are moving from membership to discipleship.
You're tuned in to the voice of the gospel, beaming the gospel in 3 states to over 100,000 listeners. 70,000 watts of continuous gospel power. KAYT-FM.
I'm so grateful, God, to know you did the most when you created her for me. Lord, you know I have witnessed your glory all this.